Well, my friends, in case you didn't notice, we're having fun. We're having our own party here, our pre-party.
Uh-oh, he got a little bit of that spice. Oh. Welcome back to Chef and the Fat Man.
There you go. Thanks for picking up the slack.
We're coming in with some beer cheese. You know, we're tailgating. We have the beer already. Why not cook with it? So, if you have that one friend that you don't want to let drink because they open the beer and they leave it and then it goes flat, use it in beer cheese.
Like she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. I have those friends. I pick up the 2-sip beers and I'm just mad. Mm. It's typically a nice beer too, which makes it even worse. So we're doing some wings dipped in beer cheese.
Yummo.
Well, the great thing about wings is they're so versatile.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
And I still find people that want to cook them in their oven.
Ugh.
Because if you try to cook it on a conventional grill, you can't regulate the heat. And so thus, it's too easy to burn. You never get the consistency. Not a problem with the Big Green Egg because it's the ultimate cooking experience. That's right.
It is.
And wings on the egg. I mean, that's right up there with the low and slow. That's what everybody does on their egg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pizza, wings, and barbecue, right? The top three?
Yep, absolutely. And the great thing about wings is you can have all different kinds. I mean, there are so many different kinds. And it's
big
really
wings, little wings, side wings. No, sorry.
Clipped wings.
Stuffed
wings.
I can't resist. Sorry.
Wow.
Cheesy wings.
I'll tell you what. Better life through better chemicals, I'm thinking.
We really like wings. Yeah. So these ones, I have a preferred method. Now, if you have something different, that's fine. You can still take these flavors, use them, use your method, whatever works for you. But what I do is I take 2 parts mayonnaise to 1 part rub. So, you know, 2 tablespoons mayo, 1 tablespoon rub, and I mix it together and I make a paste. Now, this is going to do more than just one thing. One, I'm not going to lose any of my rub. It's a paste, so whatever I rub on there, it's going to stay. Because when you just sprinkle it, a lot of your rub tends to fall off, and you're just thinking about how much you've wasted. Well,
now,
there's
also,
no waste.
I want to interject here because all the time we hear people putting mayonnaise on their meat or on their chicken or on their whatever before they grill. So, Taylor, tell us why, because Kevin does it, you do it, I do it. Why don't you share why that's such a good idea?
Yeah, so it's a great idea, not only because it holds that rub on there, but if you're cooking above 325 degrees, you have something called the Maillard reaction that happens. Now, what happens
whoa,
is...
Whoa, 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 doctor.
Well, I'm Professor, getting there, I'm getting there.
What's that called again? The what?
The Maillard reaction. You're going to let me go on another tangent, and I appreciate it. The inner nerd in me is very happy right now. So it has to be above 325 degrees, or you have to change the pH by adding onion powder and garlic powder, and it'll happen a little bit lower. Now, this rub has both, so it does work, but I'm cooking these wings at about 450 direct heat, so we're good anyway. Now, they also won't stick to the grate because of the mayonnaise, but the Maillard reaction happens when you have an emulsion. Like mayonnaise, you need amino acids and sugar. Mayonnaise has both. So it is going to make your meat taste meatier because instead of being a physical property change, there's going to be a chemical change where different flavor molecules will come through. So it's going to be more flavorful. It's going to be beautifully crispy because mayonnaise has a high fat content, and you're not going to waste your rub, and they're not going to stick. Now, I'm not talking go crazy. I'm not saying grab the jar of Duke's and dip your wing in it. That's not what I'm saying. You want to lightly coat. And you can do this with fish. You can do it with steak. I mean, any meat you're putting on your grill, you can do it. We've done it with eggplant.
Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about it, too, is another way to baste is with mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And
pork butts.
What people are amazed at, I had a Cajun gentleman that was giving me some redfish that he caught, but he fried it, and when I ate it, it was the tastiest, tangiest fish I'd ever had. I said, what?
What'd you do?
He used Zatarain's, which is very, very popular fish down there, fry. But he said, in yellow mustard.
Huh.
I said, yellow mustard? Yeah. So I
so
took the yellow mustard.
You brush it on?
You brush it on, roll it in your, and then fry it. You do not taste the mustard. It's not there. You get the tang of the vinegar for the mustard, but that's it. So you get a little, and then I put it on a round steak, grilled that with mustard, through the roof good,
really?
And you didn't taste the mustard. Hmm. So that's another way to experiment, but you're absolutely right about the mayonnaise. And I read an article just the other day that said when you eat, like if you have potato salad and you keep the
Yeah.
That you get sick because you didn't refrigerate the mayonnaise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This article claims it had nothing to do with the mayonnaise.
Interesting.
It had everything to do with the potato and the onion.
Oh, is that right?
Because if it's left at room temperature, it will cause the things, not the mayonnaise.
Interesting.
Wow.
And so now I'm not telling you, I'm telling you what I read as an article before you ever do anything. Always research on your own. But seeing a pretty credible source is very, very interesting. When you think about it, mayonnaise is not kept in the refrigerator.
No, it's not.
It's kept on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And
stable.
Why would opening the lid make any difference, honestly, when you think about it? And put it back on. Now, I'm not telling you to do it, but research it and see, because they warn you about, especially potatoes. Mm-hmm. Cooked potatoes, when they're left at room temperature, they deteriorate very fast and can get all kinds of crazy things. But, my friends, you don't get that anywhere else but here in Chippewa.
Oh, no. Well, if you've ever forgotten a thing of potatoes somewhere in your home, you will never do it again. It is the worst smell I have ever smelled in my entire life.
Why are you
life.
Looking at me when you're saying that?
Because you're the one who's going to laugh at me for this later. But my fiancé was helping me clear my table, and he took the bowl of potatoes, and he put it in a cabinet in a hutch that we keep pottery in. And I didn't know it was there.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. We were trying to clear the table and he just didn't. So a few days later, a week later, fast forward, I'm walking in my kitchen. I'm going, what is that smell? It smelled like something died. And so I am looking under everything. I'm thinking the cat, like, brought something from somewhere. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I'm searching. I opened that drawer, and it whacked me in the face. I was dry heaving. I had to go outside with it because
I couldn't
even put it in my trash can. It is vile. Do not lose track of your potatoes.
Keep those spuds in the fridge, people.
Yeah. There you go. So now back to our wings.
So let's get back on topic here. So these wings, yes. So mayonnaise and rub, direct. You don't want to go indirect on wings because you want them nice and crispy. There is nothing worse than a soggy chicken wing. Cook them to at least 165 degrees internal temperature for food safety. And the dipping sauce. So this is where it gets fun. As you all know, I'm a little bit of a mad scientist with some of my recipes here. The main beer in this is a salted caramel porter. Now, I chose one from Turkey Hill. It's aged in a bourbon barrel, so it has a beautiful flavor to it. If you can't find that, there's another beer called Old Rasputin that is also
a
porter. Yes, it's very nice. And then we also use a little bit of Stella Artois for a nice lightness and a slight little almost citrus at the end there to balance that flavor. Now, to play up the sweetness, instead of trying to hide it, I add in some brown sugar. I also add in some... Sorry, you missed the giant slice I was just cut that I'm laughing about out of this tamale pie. But anyway, back to the beer cheese. I add in brown sugar. I add in Duself whole grain mustard. It is these beautiful, big, big mustard seeds. You get a really full flavor from them. And I start with a bechamel. For those of you who don't know what it is, you start with a roux, which is equal parts flour and fat. I used butter. However, if you're a bacon fat keeper, you can use bacon fat. Any type of fat.
Once again,
okay.
Look at me.
Okay, Kevin, give me a break here. The first time I met Kevin, he looked at me and he goes, "I'm the fat man. Call me the fat man." And I did not want to say it. It was like a trap. And he teased me about it until I would look at him and say, "the fat man." And
now it rolls off her tongue.
Now she won't
stop. Yeah.
But, okay, so our bechamel. It becomes a bechamel when you have the roux and then you add cream to it or any other type of dairy. You have a bechamel sauce. Now, this is the base of every creamy cheese sauce, whether you're making macaroni, beer cheese, you know, pot pie. We use bechamel. So it's just a beautiful base. From there, after we've stirred in our cream, we pour in our beer, which we've let go flat. Intentionally, because you don't want cheese foam. That is a very unpleasant texture, a very bizarre thing.
It sounds weird.
It is weird. So to avoid the cheese foam, we pour the beer into a big stainless steel bowl, or just open it the night before, put it in the fridge, or just let it sit out on the counter, and then you're ready to rock in the morning.
There you have it, my friends. What a party you will have if you used only half of the recipes we have for you. Chef and a Fat Man providing your SB party with a zing, a zip, and a flavor profile that has a wow factor of 10. Each and every one of these recipes you serve, you will hear the people in your fan base going, wow, at least 10 times.
Wow.
There we go. And a tamale pie is being served. The wings have already been out there. And we're going to, hey, listen, the fat man can't sit here and talk much more without eating, so I got to get off here. We hope you enjoyed yourself. We hope your SB party is very, very fun.
Enjoy the big game. Yeah.
Yeah, but do me a favor, my friends.
My team's going to win.
There's going to be an opportunity for much adult beverage to be consumed. We please, please, please remind you, a lot of organizations are out there to give rides home. Be real, real safe. Take the keys if you have to. Because if you truly love your friends, you won't let them drive if they're incapacitated. And incapacitated doesn't mean they can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know. So be very, very safe. I know you will be. And we would like to thank so many people for today. Chef Amanda and her outstanding CLI, that is the Culinary Lead Chef Instructor Taylor, for their wonderful job today. Thank you, ladies. You are awesome as always.
Yay!
And
Taylor,
to the keeper,
yay,
of the dials,
woo,
she must be obeyed back in the
woo-hoo
room by herself,
woo,
Karen Jenkins.
Karen.
And
she
to
is
our wonderful, wonderful assistants, Daryl and Bill,
woo,
the culinary.
Woo.
Wow. See, it takes a lot to make this show happen. And Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs couldn't do it without their amazing sponsors. We have been presented by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions by Human Produce. Remember, my friends, if it does not say real sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to take that one serious moment out to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. So, my friends, God bless you all for being with us. God bless your family. Of course, God bless America. And God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef. Have a good game, friends.
Yep.